Welcome to Jump in Tucson. I'm your host, Ed Ackerley. Jump in Tucson is a unique format show with a different host covering a wide range of topics. I host Mondays, Wonder for the Good Things Happening at the University of Arizona. Tuesday, General Ted Maxwell hosts the Engagement Hour. On Wednesday, Grant Kruger talks about food and politics and sports and other great community activities. And Thursdays, Tom Moulton has some really great topics, visitor attractions and the fun things to do in Tucson and historical things. And then on Friday, we talk about great success stories in Tucson, businesses and organizations that have been doing the good work and the good things in Tucson over the years. One of those happens to be run by my brother, Dr. Julian Ackerley. It's the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. They are celebrating their 85th anniversary this coming year, and they have their classic concert that's coming up this weekend, actually tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at our Mother of Sorrows Church on Cole Road, and then on Sunday at 3 o'clock, they have the exact same concert repeats itself at 3 o'clock at Beautiful Savior up on Thornydale Road. And our friend Matt Neely, who's over there behind the glass, has a telephone ready to go. And if you'd like some tickets, we can give you a certificate with good for two tickets to either of those concerts tomorrow or Sunday. All you have to do is call him at 520-790-2040, and he'll take your call, write your name down, and then you can come to the front desk of the station today and pick up your tickets, and you'll be ready to go. The concert is a fantastic classic concert. It's one they do that's all the classics, and they're going to be doing some really cool things. Of special note is they'll be doing the music from the inauguration or the coronation of King Charles. So they're going to be singing that music. It should be really well. And their special guests will be joined by the Phoenix Boys Choir. So the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus and the Phoenix Boys Choir offering up the classic concert. Again, if you want tickets for tomorrow at 7:30 or Sunday at 3 o'clock, pick up the phone now and call 520-790-2040, and Matt will get you some tickets and get you all set up for that. I'd also like to just, before we get started with the first segment, I just want to welcome my good friend Roman Campuzano.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being here, Roman. We're in the second half of this show. We're going to talk a little bit about you and your community involvement and some commercial insurance stuff, but thanks for being here with us in this first segment. Our guest this morning is Dr. Anna Sanguiniti, and es muy importante, no posso parlar italiano molto bene. Some would say Sanguinetti would be how they pronounce it, right? But Sanguinetti, okay. And you're a volunteer with the Diocese of Tucson, the Catholic Church here in Tucson, and welcome.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit first about your journey, and we were in the green room talking about how you got involved in all these things, and Peru, and your husband, and being a medical doctor. So, just briefly, what brought you to Tucson, and how did you become a doctor and choose that profession, and a little bit about your past.
Okay, well, I was in Baltimore at the time, and I was studying to be a physician assistant when I met my husband. And following that meeting, we married and we returned to Peru, where I practiced for a period of time. And when we returned to the United States, we were looking for a place to live that would be near my parents. And so we came to Arizona, and we settled here in 1982. And I've been here since then. I entered medical school at the University of Arizona in 84. And then went into private practice as an internist.
Great. I would be remiss, Matt Neely, if I didn't ask Dr. Sanguinetti if she's been to Inca's Peruvian restaurant up on Sunrise and Cove.
Have you been there? Yes, I have been there.
Yeah, they're one of our favorites. So they do great work, delicious Peruvian food. So obviously your husband is probably from Peru originally, right?
Yes.
And your specialty then, as you were going through your practice as a medical doctor, what were you?
Well, initially internal medicine, and then I went back to pursue a subspecialty in geriatric medicine. So I became board certified in those two areas, and ended up practicing and teaching at the University Hospital, which later became Banner.
Yeah. I'm a doctor, Roman. Are you a doctor, Roman?
Not today.
Okay. I'm a doctor, but I'm not that kind of doctor, and I didn't have the kind of training that you've had. So that's great. And you worked at the University Medical Center for many years, and then when it transitioned into Banner, you were still there for a little while.
Exactly.
During that process.
And then retired a few years ago.
Yeah. And since that time, or during that time, you obviously have, over the years, have helped a lot of organizations, as we were talking. Being a medical doctor, you're never off. You're always helping people. My brother was laughing. Oh, I got a pain in my side. Can you help me? When you're in the Hippocratic Oath, you're always helping people. That's just part of the deal. Whether it be Easter Sunday with the family and someone gets sick, you jump into doctor mode probably a
That's
lot.
That's true. It is one of those professions where you're always on call, whether for family or anyone who has a question for
And that's
you.
Part of what the theme of this show is called Jump in Tucson. It comes out of an extension of a two-time run for mayor of the city of Tucson. And when I first started running, when I made the decision to run the first time in 2018, the idea was that I had been watching the parade go by, and it was time for me to jump in and see if I could offer some support. And of course, Roman and I we're going to talk in the second half of this hour about some community involvement that we're involved in that is pretty, you know, it's all about that jumping in. But you have jumped in a big way with the Diocese of Tucson, the Catholic Church, over the last few years of getting involved in some initiatives and so forth. So before we get into the actual ministry fair that we want to talk about, just tell us about your journey of getting involved with initiatives that the diocese and being involved with the celebration of life issues that the bishop has asked you to be involved in, and just your whole journey to that service that you do.
Well, actually, I guess my journey into pro-life activities began when I came to Tucson and had my two children. Mm-hmm. I deepened my belief in the dignity of life, and I joined a few organizations volunteering for the Arizona Right to Life, and then after that, Reach Out Women's mm-hmm. Center.
Our good friend R.J. Saavedra, who is fantastic. She's been on the show. She's amazing.
Yeah. Yes, and very helpful to me. And so at that, as well as helping to start a Respect Life ministry at our parish church, just kept me involved in the pro-life movement. Mm-hmm. Then at one point, a little over 2 years ago, Bishop Weisenberger approached me and asked me to help in developing on a local level a national initiative that was developed by the bishops nationally called Walking with Moms in Need.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, we'll talk a little bit about how that metamorphosed into this Mother's Ministry Fair in just a minute, and we'll talk about what you're going to be doing in March, in 3 weeks here, to help moms to be and expectant mothers, and we'll talk about that. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk. And of course, if you want some tickets to the boys' chorus, call 790-2040, 520-790-2040. And Matt will get you set up for some tickets. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. In the studio with me this morning is my good friend, Roman Camposano. Good morning, Roman.
Good morning.
You're a DJ by trade, so you have that great DJ voice that you have.
That's many moons ago, yes.
Pretty amazing. Well, we're talking with Dr. Ana Sanguinetti from the Diocese of Tucson regarding the initiatives for celebration of life and how the community comes together and supports mothers-to-be and expectant mothers and after childbirth, what those little guys need in their first couple years of life, and certainly the support that the young family needs to make that happen as well. So you want to just explain a little bit the initiative and how we got to this Mother's Ministry Fair, the Walking with Moms in Need, and the whole framework behind the initiative.
You know, it's a very charitable initiative. It seeks to accompany and support pregnant women, those that find themselves unexpectedly pregnant and are encountering some difficulties, maybe financial, material, maybe they've experienced abandonment or a lack of support, emotional, spiritual, and we try to give them the resources they need during these difficulties and also to accompany them on their journey. In addition, you know, we reach out and help mothers that are parenting young children and those also that are suffering in the aftermath of an abortion. Mm-hmm. So that's really our focus group, and we try and engage parishioners to help them see the need and to reach out and support.
So this is all about compassion and love and support and empathy and all the good things. And so this is again part of the concept behind Jump in Tucson is, who are the people in Tucson that are doing the good things, the hard work, the tough work, but the compassionate work, the successful work to help our community grow and be the good community that it is. So this is a good example of people of faith coming together to do something powerful for families. So let's talk a little bit about the Mother's Ministry Fair, which is coming up on the 21st of March, 4 to 6 p.m. Talk a little bit about what's going to be happening there and where it's going to be and all the participants that are going to be involved in it.
Well, about 2 years ago, we started putting together an inventory of all the different agencies and organizations that help women, that are target group. And after developing this program in Tucson and Southern Arizona generally, we found, you know, that there are so many generous people that reach out and volunteer their time and efforts for women. We wanted to bring these groups together. And the purpose of that was to provide an opportunity for these myriad agencies that assist pregnant and parenting women to highlight their service and to highlight the resources that are available for women. We also wanted to involve the parishes that have this active presence of Walking with Moms in Need and other groups to identify how they could be of help both to the agencies and to the mothers. Because the vast majority of these agencies are providing free services. And then finally, there's that expectation through networking among the many organizations that more effective care can be provided to the women.
So, Roman, you're familiar with the Diocese of Tucson, having worked there for a while, and you know, there are, what, you said 12 parishes that have the Walking with,
yes,
with Moms thing. So, you know, this is going to be down at where you're familiar with, the beautiful Pastoral Center at St. Augustine. Isn't that a beautiful facility?
Oh, gorgeous facility. Part of the inside is now, they use some of the brick, some of the fascia from the previous.
Mm-hmm.
So you have exposed brick inside. It's a beautiful place. If you ever get a chance to take a tour, most definitely sign up for one.
Even the little placita that Mr. Carrillo helped with the bricks and the great inauguration of that. So this is where the event is going to take place, at the Diocese of Tucson, and that's right next to the cathedral.
Yes, that's correct.
On Church Avenue. It's very appropriate that it's on Church Avenue.
So. And there's parking. There's a parking garage next door to the center, but there's also church parking lot. It'll take place on March 21st, Thursday. The timing, I don't know if this is good or not, but it's from 4 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
that Thursday, and it will be on the second floor of the Pastoral Center.
Which is, actually, it doesn't seem like it's that big, but when you get inside and see that second floor conference room, it's pretty amazing how I don't know how they shoehorned that big, giant building in that little space there next to the parking garage and the cathedral, but they did. They did a beautiful job. And then there's a beautiful facility just to the west of that, too. It's a little chapel that's back there as well.
Yes, which is, it is beautiful.
It is beautiful. Well, let's talk about some of the participants that will be at the fair. Can you just give us, you know, one or two or three of the types of places that will be there? Of course, RJ will be there with Reach Out Women's Center, which she's a good friend of our families and part of my parish and my church. But so Reach Out will be there helping with people from, you know, their organization. Reach Out helps with, just as you said, people who are experiencing a pregnancy and then through that whole process, and then for about 2 years afterwards, they still provide that service.
So. Yes, that's correct. Well, in addition to contacting all of the pregnancy centers, So we have the pregnancy centers that will have a presence there. We have a mentoring group that mentors pregnant women with U Tucson. We have Rachel's Vineyard that provides post-abortion healing. And then we have the Interfaith Community Services has a reset program for women. We've also
That was one of my comments to you, that this is not just a Catholic initiative. The agencies that will be there are certainly interfaith and different, you know, affiliations to different...
We just look for agencies that reach out and help women. Right. We have Casa de los Niños, which is an umbrella organization for a number of different programs within their organization, providing help, nurse-parent program partnership, the Blake Foundation. We also have a teenage pregnancy school.
All right. We're going to give Roman some homework. Roman, you got some homework. I'm going to give you some homework right now, and that's to call Cassandra Prieto today. Cassandra Prieto is one of the chairpersons of the Diaper Bank, and she's a wonderful friend of ours, and we want to get them involved in this process.
Absolutely. So. That'd be a great resource.
So
yes,
so.
And actually we plan to have some gifts for the mothers who come. We're inviting this group of women, the pregnant women and mothers that are parenting young children. We'll have some free resources for them in addition to information, but gifts for them and for their children.
So I have, you know, the theme of the show is Jump In Tucson. So I asked two questions. The first one is, if someone has a daughter, a granddaughter, a neighbor, a friend, a parishioner, a person from their church, just someone that they know in the community that's expecting or plans on expecting or has need for these services, how would they find out about the Mother's Ministry Fair, and where do they go to get information about it for the moms that might be actually participating in this activity?
Well, we have posted with the organizations that are attending, we've given them all flyers so that they can reach their different groups, you know, if it's a church group or their clientele. Then also the parishes have been notified about that, and the diocese has also put out the word on and advertised.
And so spread the word. If there's someone that needs some services, it's a good place to go down and find something all in one place.
Yes.
Where they can walk around and talk to different...
I would say the Diocesan Outlook, which has
right.
also put it out there.
Okay. And then the other question is you know, Roman and I are both in the community activism world of raising money. We're just talking about raising money for another group earlier this morning. If someone wanted to help with the fair by maybe not coming down or whatever, could they donate in some way, whether it be financially or...
Yes, they could. It would be nice if they wanted to donate any gifts, be it diapers, wipies, any type of material goods for a mother or infant. They can contact me. I have a diocese web email, and that's asanguinetti@diocesetucson.org. Or financial to help defray the costs, which I've assumed for this ministry fair.
So you're underwriting it personally,
yes,
basically.
I'm underwriting.
So if someone would like to chip in a few dollars to help with the fair itself, what a appropriate use of resources to help some people. Well, we really appreciate what you do. We're so thankful for R.J. Saavedra in making the connection. You know, we were just laughing that we were at the same event together, probably sitting one table away from each other at the 50th anniversary of the Reach Out Women's Center Gala the other day. And then I emceed an event at one of the hotels over there as part of that process.
That's really fortuitous.
Yeah, that is funny. And then here we are sitting across from each other. Well, our guest today has been Dr. Anna Sanguinetti. She's from the Diocese of Tucson. They have their Mother's Ministry Fair coming up on Thursday, March 21st, from 4 to 8 p.m., 4 to 6 p.m. And if you're interested in learning more about that, certainly get a hold of Dr. Sanguinetti at the Diocese of Tucson, and certainly you can just look it up at the diocesan web pages and information there. That's a good place for that resource. And we thank you for the good work that you do in the community and for these young young families and young little youngsters that'll be...
Thank you. I enjoy everything I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah. So much for being retired, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
it feels like a full-time job, does it not? Well, that's great, and thank you. Well, we really appreciate it, and good luck with the event, and we'll continue to mention it.
Reminder, thank you, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. If you're interested in getting some boys' chorus tickets, make sure you call Matt at 790-2040. We'll be back in just a little bit. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Dr. Ed Ackerley. On Monday, our University of Arizona Wonder Show will feature Sheila Kressler, Kressler Crowley, that's a hyphenated name, Kressler Crowley. She's the associate director of the Terry J. Lundgren Center for Retailing. We had a great event yesterday with Michelle Buck, who is the CEO of Hershey Company, and Terry Lundgren. It was awesome. And so we'll talk about that a little bit on Monday. And then Dr. Jenkin Thenga, who is ironically doing a unique project of building robot-built sandbag shelters for NASA on the moon. And it's an interesting topic about how they discovered how that might be a way to keep astronauts safe on the moon. So we'll talk about that interesting thing. That happens on Monday when we do the Monday Wonder Show, talking about the good things that happen at the University of Arizona. And of course, the Monday show is sponsored in part by our good friend Michael Kasser from Haluoloa Companies. And I also want to remind you, since this is Jump In and you want to jump in and go to a concert this weekend, we are giving away tickets today to the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus Classic Concert featuring the Phoenix Boys Choir tomorrow, 7:30 on Saturday at Our Mother Sorrows, or Sunday at 3 o'clock at Beautiful Savior on Thornydale Road. If you'd like a pair of tickets to go to either of those two concerts, special music from the coronation of King Charles, and some other fantastic music, give Matt Neely a call at 520-790-2040, and he'll get you set up with some tickets, and you come by and pick them up at the station, and you'll be all set. Well, let's have a discussion, Roman Campuzano. Let's talk about you and talk about our relationship and the things that you do. So welcome back to you again.
Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure.
Yeah. So, you know, I met you many years ago when we've had some engagement. You were the vice president of the Hispanic Chamber, and that's kind of how I got, I guess, connected with you. And that. So talk a little bit about your journey of the different things that you've done and led you to this point in 2024, or where you are now.
Will do. Thank you, Ed. And just like yourself, I'm a native Tucsonan, and you know, born and raised here. You see a lot. You see a lot of different people come in that enrich our community in a lot of different ways. Some don't stay the entire year because it gets too hot.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, they play their part.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're gone, we miss them and their financial impact as well. So, in being at the chamber, we had. Yeah, it was just outreach. We grew it to the largest chamber in the state at one point.
In the country, actually, by per capita, it was one
sure,
of the biggest.
Sure, per capita,
thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, and right. Definitely it being a Hispanic chamber, that also helped out a whole bunch as right. well, because we're
Sixto Molina would say, órale.
Órale.
Órale. Jesse Lugo, órale. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. From that... I maintained a lot of the relationships, like the relationship with you and with the Rito Racetrack,
mm-hmm.
Arizona Bowl, and also at the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my key three, is what I call them.
Right.
Or community organizations that I stick with.
And I can honestly say that you and I have gone to events at all three of those, and we just were at one the other night. So,
yes.
Let's talk just a little bit about that one. That was the Blue Blazer event for the recognition of the good work that people like Moises Gomez and lots of other people do for the Arizona Bowl, which is a huge event in Tucson over the New Year's Eve day, a holiday. We have this huge football game at Arizona Stadium, and you're a Blue Blazer, and you're a volunteer there to help the Arizona Bowl. It's a great experience, isn't it?
Absolutely. All of the money goes to charity, and it's a rewarding experience in the charity aspect, but it's also a rewarding experience in the brotherhood aspect.
Mm-hmm.
The piece where there's camaraderie, there's a little bit of competition, you know, to help raise funds and to help raise items to help for the overall good of this community.
Mm-hmm. And it was a great event. It was down at the Stillwell House, and there was recognition of the, you know, the Rookie of the Year and the Volunteer of the Year and so forth. And our friend Moises Gomez got a couple of recognitions there. He's a good friend of ours. I have to tell one little funny story about Roman Camposano. Your dad, Manny, who I had not known, did not know. And so Roman helped me with, you helped me for the last 5 years. You've helped me on my campaign for El Presidente Municipal de Tucson, trying to be the mayor of the city of Tucson. We ran twice. And so I took... Roman's car was being repaired, and so he was in my Tahoe, and so I drove him down to just north of Sarita, where his south of Tucson, where his dad lives with his at the time with his father, and he was out on the fence talking to a neighbor from across the street, and it was just after sundown, so I pull up my Tahoe the wrong way on the street, like too fast, and screech my brakes, throw open the door, jump out of the car. I have my, you know, suit and tie on and everything, and I run over to the fence and I say, "Do you know Roman Camposano?" And Manny kind of looks at me, and this other guy kind of sulks away and leaves, and Manny looks at me and he says, "Yes." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry that you know him." And he didn't know who I was. He thought I was with the FBI. It was hilarious. And that's how I met your father.
The men in black.
Yeah, the men in black. And then Roman hopped out of the car and came around. He had no idea who I was or what I was doing. But since then, Manny and Roman and I have had lots of fun together about
yes,
that.
Yes, indeed.
So let's talk a little bit about Rito Park Foundation. It's, for 12 years, or I guess 11 years, I've been helping with the Rito Park Foundation, trying to sustain the history and the legacy of that facility, and hoping to try and save it from being knocked down and turned into a industrial park or whatever would happen out there. It's in the heart of Tucson at First and River. It's a beautiful place. And of course, it's the site of the largest farmer's market in the Southwest, with the Saturday and Sunday farmer's market. And then, of course, Rito Racetrack is also there. And that's kind of the focus of how we make some of our money. But you've been really instrumental in the Rito Park Foundation. And why? Why are you involved in Rito Racing and helping me with that project?
Well, you know, it was Monday morning, which can be rough at some points. Jay Wells and yourself met me at Doubletree on Doubletree Reed Park.
Right.
We had breakfast, and little did I know, I thought you guys were going to ask for like a donation or something. And you guys had a spot for me in the Ocean's 11 type spot.
Right.
And this was to, my piece was to bring the Hispanic community back to the track.
Right.
And in doing so, it's been tremendously successful. And really all I had to do was just team up with Frank DeFazio.
God bless him. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was instrumental in bringing in the bands that would play towards the end, and we get a lot of ticket sales just for people to want to see the band.
Right, and then especially on Sunday afternoon, La Banda out
Absolutely.
There playing away and making the music, and Leti Ortiz has helped us this last 2 years.
Tremendously,
Mark Van Buren helping us get out there. It's amazing how the Hispanic market embraces the history and the culture of horse racing, not only in southern Arizona but northern Mexico, and how powerful that has been, and your help with the foundation has been very, very good. And so you have the chamber, you have Rito Park Foundation, you have the Blue Blazers, but Make-A-Wish, I've actually been to a couple of events with you for Make-A-Wish, and that's a really important, that's Rob LeMaster and that whole process of making little kids mostly bring their wish, make their wish come true. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely. That piece really just grabbed me out of left field. They also sat me down, like you and Jay Wells, and they said, you know, I thought, what was a breakfast? In fact, I'm going to stop going to breakfast.
Yeah, stop going to breakfast. There you go. Yeah.
They played a video and somebody spoke, and one of the things about Make-A-Wish Foundation is the very first Wish Kid was here in Phoenix,
right.
It was in Arizona. So it was in Scottsdale, Arizona, 1980, forgive me for not knowing this, but you know, it was very hard, it touched my heart to a sense where I almost just walked out and left my wallet.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it's important for kids to get what they want, especially if they're having some kind of difficulty medically. You know, in respect to that, the survival rate is up to like 75%.
Yeah,
75% of the kids that get wishes are surviving now.
That is amazing. Yeah, so good work in that organization, and of course, Rob's awesome. And you know, we have lots of community organizations and charities and 501c3s in Tucson. That's the beauty of Tucson, and lots of people have jumped in. Well, we're gonna take a little break here in a minute, you know, it says on your LinkedIn page that you're an advocate for business betterment,
yes,
community enrichment, economic empowerment, personal responsibility, and then we would be remiss if we didn't say that you're a proud son, father, and young grandfather.
Young grandfather, coming soon.
You got a young one yourself, and yet your oldest daughter has a little one coming along here before too long.
So life is good.
Yeah, you're going to be in that stage of life, which just is really, really powerful. So, our guest today is Roman Campuzano. We're going to talk with him in a little bit about some commercial insurance and why organizations and businesses need to be insured. And you're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We're talking this morning with our good friend Roman Campuzano, who's a good community involved jumpin'. He's jumped in a variety of different ways. Last call, if you're interested in some Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus classic concert tickets featuring the Phoenix Boys Choir singing the music of Prince Charles, now King Charles, coronation. There's a concert tomorrow at 7:30 and one Sunday at 3. If you're interested in some of those tickets, grab a couple of them and take some friends with you. The phone number is 520-790-2040. So, Roman, in between all these activities that you do in the community for free and volunteering your time and your management and your enthusiasm and all the engagement that you do with the community, you like to make money every once in a while, correct?
Absolutely.
And one of the ways you do that, the last decade or so, you've been involved in the insurance business, a little bit of time at State Farm, but business insurance with Magnus Business Insurance. So tell us a little bit about your professional side of your house. You help the Rito with some insurance, and you help other folks with their commercial insurance. Why is that so important, and what services do you offer?
Well, you know, it's the community aspect. Since I was just a young boy, I loved business in general. I knew maybe two business owners, Mr. Conchola, mm-hmm. and Mr. Shar from El Minuto restaurant.
Right.
And I thought I knew all the business guys in the city. And so growing up, you know, insurance just seemed like a good fit for me. And diving right into it, I was an agent for a captive company, like you mentioned earlier. And from that, I got picked up by the chamber. And that was a little stint that lasted maybe 4 years, and I met so many businesses. So when it was time for me to go on to the next phase of my career, I figured business insurance would be the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a strong focus on Tucson-based businesses. That's really my passion. Anybody that has been here for a long time knows that it can be easy for us to get set in our ways. Mm-hmm. And so by me visiting, even just taking a look over their policy,
right,
is a tremendous help sometimes.
Just consulting with them to make sure that they have the coverage that they need, and that, you know, that they might have, in our case, Bill sitting here with us, you know, our company is 56 years old, and a lot of, as you say, a lot of the habits that Ackerley Advertising has had over the years is because that's the way we've always done it.
Sure.
And it is important from time to time. It's just like looking over your own personal retirement. You should look at it every once in a while and see what the changing times and where you are. And business insurance is much like that. You business grows, and maybe you're not as covered like you think you are, or you, maybe you don't haven't even thought about it.
Sure, sure. In some cases, maybe you're covered with too much.
Right.
There's some establishments here in town that I've insured that have boa constrictors.
Right.
Parrots. Exotic fish and some
in their policy.
In their policy.
And have had it for 40 years.
Yes.
And they don't have they don't have that anymore. We were laughing about Jester's Court and the Black Panthers over at Jester's Court.
I want to know who wrote that insurance.
Yeah.
For the Black Panthers that would, I believe they have, They had two Black Panthers. This is just what I know. Yeah. I don't think I was born at that time, but
and they had the big glass. They were behind the glass, and
you could see their eyeballs.
Yeah, you could sit at the bar and you could actually watch them. They wouldn't be out all the time, but when they did come out, it was kind of a big show. It was kind of interesting. But you know, that's a good example of that one venue that you were talking about that had in their policy some things that, heck, they haven't had that stuff for 20 years. Yeah. And yet, it was in there, written into their policy. So you can take a look at someone's policy and help them modify it or correct it or whatever you need to do to make it timely for what they need right now.
And a lot of times it's cost effective as well, just to take a look at it. It doesn't cost you anything for me to look. I'm an avid reader. I love just taking a policy and breaking it down, telling you if you're responsible for the elevator. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the corner office is responsible for the elevator, and a lot of people don't know that.
Right.
So if you're renting that corner office, you're in essence responsible for the elevator if it breaks.
Right.
But a lot of people don't really know that until somebody gets stuck in it.
Right, right. I had that experience one time at the University of Arizona. I got stuck in the elevator. First off, it's the slowest elevator ever invented by human beings. It only goes 3 floors, but it takes you like 8 minutes to go from the bottom floor to the top floor. It's 4 floors. It's the huge elevator.
Yes, the elevator.
Yeah, elevator. Well, there you go. You can put 40 or 50 people in this one giant one that they have, but it is a slow one. But I was in the smaller of the two one day, and it stopped on me about halfway between floors 2 and 3, and I was in there for about 45 minutes. It was kind of fun. I just pulled out my phone and did as much work as I possibly could on the phone. But that you're right. You know, we even have I have an example of where a company was holding Christmas parties, holiday parties, and they invited some people, and one of the people brought, of all things to do, brought their 90-year-old aunt with them, and they were walking into the party. The person tripped, and the older lady tripped and fell, broke her hip.
Oh, goodness.
And they sued, she wasn't even invited to the party.
Right.
She was just a plus one, and she broke her hip, and guess who got the suit, and guess who had to cover it was the company that had the party. And so, you don't think about those kind of things sometimes, of what you are responsible for, and they didn't sue the building, they didn't sue the landlord, they didn't sue the city of Tucson or whatever. They sued the company that it was holding the party. So it's important that businesses have insurance. And there's also reputation insurance. And, with the new age of digital age, it's important that those companies that are like ours that were established in 1968 are updated into the new reputation management. And
sure.
And I know for myself personally, when I ran for mayor, we got an umbrella policy so that I could cover myself in case someone who's volunteering on my campaign gets hurt. How can I? I'm going to be sued because they're volunteering for me, and if they get hurt, then they're going to be suing me as part of that. They're going to sue everybody. I'm going to be at the top of the list, though. Yeah.
The lamest term that I use for insurance in general is. It's a lot of people call it liability insurance, but it's lawsuit insurance.
Right.
It really is. It's making it so you don't have to come out of pocket for your own lawyer. They're going against the policy, not against you. And so your assets, your business assets, your way of life doesn't come to a screeching halt as a result of something that, like you had mentioned with the relative that had fell, that nobody saw that coming.
Right.
So, it's there for the unexpected. And you want to have it when you need it.
I have another terrible story that I can relate to you, but thank goodness commercial insurance was in place. We have a friend, he's no longer here, I won't mention his name, Rick Bailey, who was a student of mine at the U of A, and he opened up the U Swirl at the Elkhorn Mall, and the day that he opened it up, the very morning that he opened it up, it opened at 10 a.m., this couple walks in, and they both go. He goes to the men's bathroom. She goes to the women's bathroom. They come out about 4 minutes later. They walked out, and the lady slipped and fell. And their insurance company ended up having to pay quite a bit. And it was all a racket. And they got them very first hour they were open. Thank goodness they had great commercial insurance to cover that, because otherwise, you'd be on the hook for that.
Absolutely. And companies like that, I've been through the weeds. I've been right. through all these different things. I think that's why a lot of people call, mm-hmm. and they want me to be their person of choice when it comes to commercial insurance.
Right.
I've given the check to the mother that's right. you know that's lost a child. You
right.
know, I've given the check to the business owner who, you know, I had a policy once. 1 week later, in a restaurant, the restaurant is gone. It's Petra.
Right.
Petra, the hookah lounge.
Right.
You know, and God bless them. They're doing a lot of greater things. They still keep in touch. I still do their other insurance.
How can we get a hold of you if we need to?
LinkedIn would be best. Roman J. Campuzano. If you put a J there in the middle, then you'll definitely find me. That's probably the best way. Other than that, if you just type in my name and phone number and type in the word phone number into Google, my phone number will come up.
And you can always get a hold of Ed Ackerley.
Yes,
I see Roman all the time, and we talk all the time. Well, thank you, Roman, for being here. Thanks for what you do for the community. Thanks for what you do for businesses and institutions in town. We appreciate that. Coming up on Monday, we have our Wonder Show with the University of Arizona, and then we'll be back next Friday with some great success stories of businesses in Tucson. If you'd like to be interviewed on Jump in Tucson, let us know. Thanks.
Yes.